Now, it's been a while since we last had a conversation about the ceasefire monitoring body and the ceasefire and transitional security arrangements monitoring mechanism. CTSAM is an institute of the agreement on the resolution of conflict in the Republic of South Sudan signed by the government and the SPLM IO and the government in August 2015. Now, joining us this morning for a quick update is CTSAM Chief of Staff Bill Galanga. Bill, good morning, and it's good to have you this morning.
Good morning, Irene, and good morning, Samuel. It's terrific to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Radio Mirahi is a great station, and you provide such a great service to your listeners in South Sudan. I'd also like to just take a moment and say Eid Mubarak to all of your Muslim listeners this morning from all of us at CTSAM.
Right. Thank you so much. Well, now just diving right in, just give our listeners a brief background on CTSAM.
Yes, CTSAM is an acronym that stands for the Ceasefire and Transitional Security Arrangements Monitoring Mechanism. It was formed in 2015 as an outgrowth from a previous organization with a different name, but the mission remains relatively the same, and that is our mission is to monitor the current peace agreement, and that is monitor both violations of the peace agreement as well as monitor implementation of that peace agreement by all the parties who have signed it, and that's what we do to this day.
All right. And what are some of the striking activities that have kept CTSAM busy in recent months?
Yes. Well, CTSAM has been quite busy in recent months. Our charter is to monitor the peace agreement for violations in several areas. One is armed conflict between the warring parties. Another is monitoring for the free flow of humanitarian assistance and aid and food and medicine.
Right.
Another is monitoring the status of protection of civilians, of violence against women and children, child soldiers, things like this. The POC camps, the protection of civilian camps, the refugee camps. We monitor the situation there. And we also monitor elements of propaganda and communication from various leaders of the parties to see if that communication in some way is designed to incite violence. So when we find one of these kinds of activities going on, we do a thorough investigation, and that is what our work has been over the past several years.
Right. Now, Bill, the core of CTSAM mandate is monitoring and reporting ceasefire violations. So we have been hearing about fighting in Yei, and just earlier this month, the authorities in Yei reported the gruesome murder of six civilians by armed men in the outskirts of the town. So have these been brought to the attention of CTSAM, and just share with us if there are any other violations recorded this month or any other time?
Yes, of course. It has been brought to our attention. I can't comment on an ongoing investigation, but I can tell you that we do aggressively investigate all allegations that may lead to become a violation of the agreement. And since January of 2018, we have prepared 26 reports on what we consider to be violations of the agreement. And we send those reports to our higher headquarters, which is called JMEC, JMEC, and that stands for the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission. And they, in turn, send it to an organization called IGAD, I-G-A-D, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, a group of East African nations.
Right.
And so our role is to receive an allegation, conduct a very thorough investigation, and then if we determine that there is a violation, prepare a report, provide the evidence, and then submit the report. And at that point in time, that is the extent of the mission and role for CTSAM.
Yeah, Bill, sexual and gender balance violence still looms large. Any striking findings?
Yes, Samuel, it's still a problem. And in civil society, that's an absolutely unacceptable situation. And I think there's still a good bit of work to do to eradicate this problem. And it has to happen at all levels within South Sudanese society. It starts with the leadership making very strong statements against such kinds of violence. It also needs to be taught in schools. It needs to be reinforced at home. It needs to be spoken from the pulpits of churches and inside mosques. And the entire population has to be strongly resolved against this kind of violence. It's still a problem. What CTSAM does is we investigate all these kinds of incidents. And if we find them to be, in fact, valid, then we determine if it's a violation of the agreement, and we report it. And then it gets turned over to authorities for adjudication and justice if there are guilty involved. So it's still a problem. I will say that over the past several months, we've had fewer allegations of all kinds of violations of the ceasefire agreement that I mentioned that we look into. There's been a decrease in the last couple months, and especially in the last few weeks, as the momentum in Khartoum for the current peace agreement has begun to build. And we are all extremely hopeful about the future for South Sudan, the beautiful tapestry that is this country, with the current agreement and negotiations in Khartoum, which we believe are going to wrap up in the very near future.
Right. Now, still speaking about Khartoum, what is the role of CITESAM in the future once the peace agreement is signed in Khartoum?
Right. The first event is going to be that CITESAM is going to host a workshop for members of all the parties and as well as the different nations that are donors, interested nations, supportive nations, IGAD members. We're going to host a workshop for people, representatives from all these groups. And the goal of the workshop is to have a common understanding of the language of the agreement so that we all have a baseline of understanding and to define CITESAM's role in that. And going forward, CITESAM's role is going to be monitoring the progress of implementation. So I anticipate that there's going to be a number of good news stories that we will be reporting on.
Right.
There may be some violations that we have to investigate, no doubt. But I think more importantly, going forward, we're monitoring the progress. And there's quite a bit to do. And as you may know, in the coming 8 months after the signing of the document, that's called the pre-transitional phase. And during that time, the military, all the warring parties, militaries, are going to be moving to cantonments. They're going to be accounting for their people, turning in heavy weapons, beginning joint training together. And so CITESAM will be monitoring all this progress over the coming 8 months. And at the end of 8 months, if all goes well, and we hope it will, then we move into the transitional phase, which lasts for 3 full years. And at the end of the transitional phase, the military will be blended, it'll be professionalized, it'll be redeployed as a defensive force around South Sudan, and that will culminate, that phase culminates with elections.
Right.
And so we're all very hopeful that the process will move exactly in that direction, as is laid out in great detail in the agreement that's going to be signed very soon in Khartoum.
Hopefully, indeed. Well now, looking back into your job as a monitoring body. Previously, the organization CITESAM has been complaining about restrictions in accessibility. Have you seen any improvements of late?
We have seen improvements of late, and we've seen improvements over the past several months. However, there still are a few pockets where we are being denied access. We have a guarantee of free and open access throughout the country, and by and large, we do have that throughout the country with a few exceptions. We are working with leaders in those areas to work around those exceptions and resolve those issues. I also believe that we can, there's ways to do investigations without actually being on the spot on the ground. We can get witness statements, we can talk to people without actually being present on the ground. So if the situation, if there's an ongoing conflict, for example, or because we travel unarmed, we travel with force protection from the UN, but we ourselves are unarmed.
Right.
And so if it's too dangerous or too high risk a situation, I won't send our investigators in right then, but there are other ways around that that we can get the information we need to do an investigation.
Right.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about the work CITESAM are doing?
I would say that I'm extraordinarily impressed with the professionalism of our 12 monitoring teams and our staff here in Juba. We have 167 people currently assigned to CITESAM. We have 12 monitoring teams that are deployed around South Sudan. Each team has 6 to 8 professionals assigned to it. These people all have come with military experience. Most are active duty military and they're from their current home country. And they're extremely professional. We are impartial. We're totally dedicated. And we see ourselves as enablers of the peace process. We are here to help the peace process by being the eyes and ears to make sure that all the entities that have signed it are keeping on track with the requirements of that agreement. And so we see ourselves as an enabler, and we're very optimistic that this peace agreement is going to hold, it's going to be successful, and we're on the verge of a peaceful, secure, and much safer South Sudan. That's our hope.
Right. Billy Galaga, thank you so much for making out time to come and update us.
Thank you, Irene. Thank you, Samuel.
All right.
Thank you for coming.